Hello?
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer and I'm calling you from Wisconsin Opinion Surveys. I would like to ask you a few questions. Does anyone in your house work for... Hello?
Hello?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I lost you. Does anyone in your house work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Am I speaking to Lisa?
You are.
Thank you. All right. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 election for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or would you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Biden.
Thank you. Just to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, African American, Hispanic, Asian, Native American?
I get put in the white category. I'm Italian.
Thank you, and I appreciate your help on this survey. May I please know what is your age?
55.
55? Okay. Thank you.
60. Yep.
You said 5'5"?
Correct.
Thank you. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Yeah, it's kind of hard to say. What are the options again?
Yeah, of course. Very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative.
I don't like any of those. But I would say more moderate.
Thank you. Remember that there is not right or wrong question. It's just based on your perception.
Right, but, you know, it's like I don't really sit into any of them.
Okay, I understand that. And, again, I thank you so much for helping me out. Just want to let you know that all of your responses are completely confidential. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
Okay. Now I'm going to read you a list of different issues and concerns some people say they want the President and Congress most focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important it is of an issue or how important of an issue it is for you to have them to focus on. Use 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. How important do you think it is for the President and Congress to focus on improving K through 12 education?
9.
Thank you. How about making college more affordable?
8.
Okay. Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Okay, thank you. Banning tobacco products for adults?
For what?
Banning tobacco products for adult people?
For adults?
For adults, I'm sorry.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
0.
Okay. Lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
7.
On this one, you can approve or disapprove. You can say strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Okay. How many more questions are there?
There are a couple of questions. If you like, I'll do it as fast as I can. If at any point you need to stop me, just let me know. But I'm doing as fast as I can.
Okay, it's just I'm right in the middle of a couple of things, you know.
All right. Thank you. So would you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president? Again, you can choose strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove.
Somewhat approve.
Thank you. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. How do you feel, or what score would you give to Joe Biden?
How what?
At what score would you give to Joe Biden from 0 to 100?
Oh, no. 50.
Thank you. What about Republicans in Congress?
Oh, God, I can't deal with this. 20.
Thank you so much. And what about the Food and Drug Administration, or also known as the FDA?
Well, I'm indifferent, so I don't know how to rate that.
You have no opinion?
Correct.
Okay. That's okay. We can move on. Now I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administration, or FDA, should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale from 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. You can use 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it isn't important at all. You can use any numbers between 0 and 10. What number would you give to restricting fatty foods and sugary beverages?
50.
This one is from 0 to 10. 0, not at all important.
Oh.
5, somewhat important. And 10, most important.
6.
Thank you. How about educating the public about food safety, diet, and nutrition?
6.
How about authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away? I'm sorry. I'll repeat myself. Authorizing less harmful tobacco products to help adults who smoke move away from cigarettes.
6.
Okay, and what about authorizing prescription medication?
Authorizing it?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
Yes, authorizing prescription medication.
I don't know what you mean by authorizing it. For what?
Oh, if you think that these are some priorities that some people have said. So how important do you think that is for the Food and Drug Administration to focus on that?
Four.
Thank you. All right. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. Considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over? Would you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly support.
Thank you. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over? A strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
I appreciate it. Okay. Regardless of where you stand on these bans, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community? Would you say it brings much more benefit, somewhat more benefit, somewhat more harm, or much more harm?
That question doesn't make sense to me.
This is about banning, you know, cigarettes and all of that product. Do you think that brings
affect your neighborhood? I mean, come on, that's a dumb question.
I'm sorry.
No, I know it's not you. It's not logical. But
based on your perception, would you say that it brings more benefit banning these products, or it will harm people?
Well, yeah, it can harm people, but they do it to themselves, you know.
All right. So in that case, should I put much more harm or somewhat more harm? Thank you. Are you okay?
I'm going to have to cut this short. Yeah, I'm fine. I need to get some water. But I'm going to have to go. So.
All right. Is that okay if I arrange a call back probably in an hour or for tomorrow?
No, it's already 8:15 and I have construction happening tomorrow. So
I understand.
You could try and call. I just don't know when.
All right, is that okay if I arrange the call back for tomorrow? We are halfway, and I would really appreciate if you can help me out completing the survey. I understand that you do not have the time right now, but I can definitely try
it tomorrow. I can't do it tomorrow either. I'm going to be gone. I can't. No. I'm sorry, but, you know, I didn't know this was going to take so long. I have other things I'm doing. I'm trying to get ready for bed and get ready for construction tomorrow, so I have to cut this short. You can just try and call me. If I answer, great, but I can't guarantee it.
I understand. Well, in that case, I'll go ahead and arrange the call back, probably for tomorrow or the next couple of days, but I thank you so much for helping me out. I'll go ahead and arrange the call back.
Okay, I got to go. Thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Bye-bye.